Funny how God works things out. I wanted a place to put my notes when I was taking, when I'm going from page to page. And I thought, well, there's that glass of water. I'm going to have to do something about that water. So I sat there thinking, what am I going to do about that water? I have to figure out some other way to push it over a little bit or something. And then Bill says, I hope you don't mind if I take this glass of water. No, I wanted you to take the glass of water. But you never know how God will work even out the littlest things. You know, God, you know, it's just amazing. This is wonderful. Anyway, most beautiful Sabbath day. Thank you all for coming and serving God the way you do. And it's the most beautiful story we want to look at today. It's a story seemingly too good to be true. Yet it's very true, actually. In being, it's being worked out in the people even as we sit here. As shown in Scripture, being brought to light through God's apostle. And he brings the light through us through Paul, through his apostle Paul. An analogy of an olive tree to show opposing peoples coming together, finally as brothers and sisters, to love one and respect one another. These ordinarily would have been enemies with each other. Today I want to have us look at a miracle act of grafting used as a picture of a wonderful example of the awesome God whom we serve and coming to know and learning to love. So what does it mean to graft? The art and necessity of pruning and grafting of trees. I watched the video and it showed the grafting of a tree branch, in this case, I guess it was citrus, doesn't matter. And they took a knife and opened up the little space between the meat of the tree and the bark. And he opened up a space there, and then he took the twig of the other branch, sliced it down, got it to narrow, so it would slide down in this slot. And that was the nature of graft. He did it on one side, and he did it on the other side. Put two grafts into this tree branch, into the trunk of it. Well, grafting, the Thorndike Bernhardt Dictionary says that it's an insert, to insert a shoot or a bud from one tree or plant into the slit of another so that it may grow permanently. Men do, you know, forest people, horticulturalists do this. They know how to graft trees. Now, we're going to talk about the good olive tree in this case. And let's turn to Romans 11, if you will. Romans chapter 11. Because here's where he talks about this good olive tree. I've read this chapter many times, and it's always fascinated me about this example of this olive tree and what he was doing with these people. I'm just going to run through some things that came from Adam Clark's commentary. I'll just go quickly, and then we'll go back through the chapter or the verses a little bit. But notice that it involves the first fruits. In verse 16, we're going to go from verse 16 to verse 26, ultimately. But for right now, 16 says, but if the first fruit be holy, the lump is also. Well, he's talking about these first fruits. We know Christ is a first fruit, the church can be likened to first fruits, and Israel was a kind of first fruits. And we as brethren are a kind of first fruit. Now, some of the native branches in this case were the Jews. The Jews were the majority of the people who had come into the church. But he's writing to the Gentiles, to the Romans, telling him about them. But meanwhile, God was calling Gentiles into his church. Gentiles from wild olive tree stock would be grafted into the good tree. The attitude of boasting was to be avoided. This is all in this chapter. God expected good behavior from those attached to the good tree. Gentiles were grafted in contrary to nature, not of the same stock. It was a mystery being worked out in this action.